Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Time for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt Rogers, how are you today, sir?
I am doing just fine. How are you, John?
I'm good. If I can spit all this these words out of my mouth, I'd be in better shape. So, hey, if I know folks are worried about rates going up, is that real? Is it not? How do folks protect themselves if, in fact, they do go up? How does that all work?
Well, right now, I don't see rates going up. If you watch and listen to the Feds and what they're talking about and inflation and all the concerns that they have, he's committed to saying that he doesn't think the rates are going to go up through all of 2021. Now, we don't know what's going to happen after the first of the year. They can change that, some of that, but I don't see that the rates are going to go up at the earliest till June of next year. They're going to stay at these just under 3 and just under 2 on 15s for a while.
No, in fact, Kurt, I think I would go as far as, by the way, I agree with everything you're saying, and I think I would even add a caveat to that, which is the Feds basically talking about how much they're willing to even prop things up more so than they are now, which,
yep.
You know, it's great when it comes to the rates and that, but it's not great for what we look like down the road as a borrowing nation, I should say.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. At some point, everything has to start to get paid for.
Correct.
And it's going to come.
I just don't see that happening any – I'm like you. I don't see that happening anytime soon. And with what the Fed even said, I think even today or over the weekend, that they're willing to even shore things up and even – basically, they've said that we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure the economy, you know, stands strong. Well, man, those are strong words. Those are fighting words, if you would, coming out of the Fed, which I don't necessarily agree with.
Well, yeah, because what happens is all it does is it keep putting it on our deficit.
That's right.
And eventually that's going to have to get paid for, and somebody's going to – taxes are eventually going to go up a lot so they can start to absorb some of that. So, yeah, I agree with you, John. It's going to happen, but for the next 6 months to, you know, a year, I think they're going to stay here. And
well,
I think there's some opportunities for people, especially now. You had mentioned about not losing your home. If you're concerned about maybe not having a job or being laid off or the expenses getting too much, there's ways now that you can set yourself up to where you could go for 6 months or 12 months without an income.
That's right.
And still be able to make your house payment.
Kurt, I know you're going to join me Thursday. We can talk more about this, but I also will explain on Thursday to folks listening that the other thing potentially, Kurt, that folks need to realize is when that day comes that you're talking about where, you know, we are going to have to pay for some of these things, I do believe the interest rates will have to go up at some point in time. Here's the other thing, Kurt, that folks need to realize. You're better off to borrow that money today. And as inflation happens on down the road, you're basically paying back dollars you borrowed today with inflated dollars of tomorrow. You're much better to do that than you are to wait and borrow money when the inflation hits.
And you're right. We'll talk more in depth on that Thursday. But you're right. It's your dollar goes farther now, especially with as cheap as the rates are.
That's right. So we'll talk more about that on Thursday. But, Kurt, I always appreciate it. Thanks, sir, for calling in. We do appreciate it. What's on tomorrow, by the way?
Actually, it's going to be me talking more about this. Scott and I are going to be kind of going over some of the finer details of this, and then I'm going to talk with you on Thursday.
Perfect. Good stuff. All right, we look forward to it, Kurt. Thanks as always.
You bet.
You bet. All right, and that is Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, which, by the way, Mighty Hand's coming up next. But if you want a way to do some of the things we just talked about with Kurt in helping with Mighty Hand, Kurt, as you can just tell, can show you how to do that. It's pretty simple. Call Kurt directly at 720-895-0500, which we just heard from him a moment ago with our Monday Mortgage Minute. If you need some things done around the house, windows, gutters, sidings, expansion, a bathroom, a kitchen, a basement, anything you need along those lines, that's where Mighty Hand comes in. So go to klzradio.com, look for Mighty Hand Construction, or call them at 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option.
Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in Northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, a good shop where you can get your collision repair handled, that damage, anything along those lines. Or if you just want to freshen up a vehicle, they can do that as well. Maybe you're thinking about selling a vehicle. You want to get it all cleaned up, detailed, handled. They can do that as well. You name it, it's all at a good shop. So there's three locations to serve you, two in Northland, one in Commerce City. Find them at klzradio.com or call directly at 720-541-7697.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of a Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At a good shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by a good shop lifetime guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard joining us now finally. Richard, thanks for changing with what we did last hour. Lots of calls, which is great. But talk to us about the vaccine and some other things.
Sure thing, yeah. So basically, there's been a new vaccine that's kind of come out today or released their findings, I should say. It's from Moderna, which was one of the more highly publicized ones because they were working more closely with little dictator Fauci in the NIH as far as how to do this. And then also Moderna took, I think it's about $1 billion already from us as taxpayers.
Pre-sales,
and from the government.
Right? Pre-sale. Am I thinking correctly?
No. This was actually done as far as basically $1 billion of our money to fund the research of the vaccine. There's an additional, I think, billion or 1.5 billion worth of purchase orders that are coming in addition. So I think in all, we're in with Moderna for about $2 to $2.5 billion, which again is a little bit different than Pfizer. And Moderna admitted that they were part of Operation Warp Speed, and so they didn't even say anything in regards to that. But as far as it goes, their vaccine, Dad, was actually more effective than Pfizer's vaccine. I think it was 94.5% effective, meaning that 94.5% of patients who received the vaccine did not get the virus, And there's, I guess, a few of, I think there's a few cases, I'm not sure how many, that they did get the virus, but they didn't get it as severely, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So this has a chance to not only, you know, potentially keep people immune from it, but even if people do get it, it lessens the effects, which we've been talking about for a long time. And again, folks, as we said last week, we are not advocating for the taking of said vaccine or anything of the sort. To each his own, right? You do you, we're
right.
going to do us, whatever
right.
you decide as your family, go for it. But if this is one step closer to us getting back on track and, you know, getting back to what is normal, again, not the new normal, Dad, just getting back to what was normal, then, you know, we're going to be all for that. So this is a very similar vaccine to Pfizer's. It's the mRNA. And so basically, Dad, it actually doesn't give you the vaccine, or sorry, the virus. It doesn't give you the actual virus.
Okay.
It basically tells your copy, it tells your body to essentially make small copies of the virus and then obviously create antibodies for it. And so it's a new way of actually creating a vaccine, because most vaccines that we know of, right, give you a small portion of said virus. And then it obviously, you know, then your body, you know, that's why, you know, okay, when you get the flu vaccine or whatever other vaccine, sometimes you get sick, you get a minor,
right.
you know, flu or whatever it might be, because your body's, you know, essentially being introduced to a minor version of it in order to create antibodies to fight the full version of it. This isn't doing it. So really, you're actually not making people sick with this vaccine. You're actually making people, or essentially making the body create its own medicine for it. So kind of cool. Again, regardless of your thoughts on vaccines, folks, I just think it's kind of a cool process that they're going through, to be honest with you. There wasn't any major side effects. Your typical shot stuff, right? You know, you get a shot in the arm, it's going to be a little bit sore. You might get a headache. You might feel a little bit nauseous, depending on if you're, you know, whatever it might be that way. And it could be that they are projecting to have 20 million doses for the U.S., Dad, by the end of this year. And by through next year, they're planning on manufacturing 1 billion doses. Yes, that's 1 billion with a B
wow.
doses of this vaccine. It is a two-doser, so I don't know if that billion translates to 500 million people, because you have to get two shots within 28 days of each other.
Right.
I don't know all the details of that. But again, as we said, you know, not that we support anything there, but we support getting back on track, right? Reviving our economy, getting people back in the stores, people who have bought into the COVID cult, as you were saying, you know, those sorts of people, if this gives them peace of mind, great.
Right.
But like you and I have said, Dad, I feel a great sense of peace of mind in going out to the store now. I have no issues with it, without a mask or whatever it might be. But some people, believe it or not, folks, are still, they're still stuck in their houses. They still haven't left. They still haven't gotten out and seen anything. They haven't seen their friends, their family. They're not going to have Thanksgiving with their family. They're not going to have Christmas with their family. So for those people, right, you know, right, left, middle, whatever they might be, yeah, let's see if we can't, you know, get them back in working order and do some of this. Now, I will say this, Dad. I think I sent this to you over the weekend. Al Fauci came out and talked about how even after the vaccine is, you know, he still would wear a mask and do all this other stuff.
Yeah,
by the way,
more
folks,
power to him.
If this isn't backing up what we've all said this whole time, which is that this is all about control for
yes.
these people.
Yes.
Then I don't know what is. Because if there's a vaccine out there and a vast majority of people get it, here's the way I feel, Dad. Even if the vast majority of people don't get it, if you do get it, and I know a lot of people are going to come and say, well, there's vaccine susceptible people, there's people that can't get vaccines or whatever. Okay, well, another note, those are the people we should be worried about to begin with, because usually they've got sort of, you know, immunocompromisation. Well, anyways, different conversation. But my feeling is, okay, by the middle to end of next year, if essentially everyone's getting a vaccine who wants a vaccine, then we should be open. I mean, we should be open up now, but we really should be open up at that point, right?
Charlie was also saying, too, and yeah, you're correct, yes. And Charlie was also saying that this particular vaccine doesn't need the deep refrigeration that you would normally see with the vaccine. This should help, or the Pfizer one should help, too, right?
Charlie's 100% correct, and that's, I appreciate him mentioning that. Yes, so the Pfizer vaccine, because of how it's made or whatever else, has to be stored, like, for transport and long-term storage at, like, negative, like, 50 or 60 degrees Fahrenheit, I think. This vaccine can be stored for several weeks at a time, so for longer term, in a traditional refrigerator, or not refrigerator, but freezer, right? A traditional, you know, even almost a household freezer. I think it's like minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit is what this vaccine needs to be stored at.
Okay.
And even outside of that, even at room temperature, I think it's good for a few days or so. So, you know, if people got them in. And that's going to be the key for mass distribution of this of the vaccine, Dad, because obviously if they have to do special machines or whatever it might be. And here's the deal, folks. This is not the last vaccine that's going to come out. Johnson & Johnson has a vaccine that's in the works, several other companies that do. And here's what's crazy, Dad, about Moderna. And again, take it for what it's worth, not saying you should take the virus or not, the vaccine or not. Moderna's actually never produced a vaccine before.
Hmm.
They've never gotten approval to inject a vaccine, like, you know, in the
right.
general population outside of, you know, studies and stuff. You know, Pfizer, obviously everyone knows Pfizer.
Right.
They have, right? They've been doing it for a while. Moderna's not kind of a startup, not necessarily really a startup, but, yeah, they're kind of in this, you know, weird section of base. They had a few vaccines in development, and then when COVID hit, they decided smartly, oh, man, if the federal government's going to give us $1 billion plus another $1 billion of pre-orders,
right.
we might as well do it, right? Let's go for it and see what we can come up with. So it's exciting in that regard. Again, we're not going to get into all the semantics that we do that way, but I'm encouraged. Now, and this is going to kind of relate to sports, since you and I usually talk about sports on Mondays. A lot of people so there was a story that I think I sent you last week, Dad, right, that came out about Ticketmaster. And they're probably, I think, the single largest ticketing platform in the U.S. And they are going to require, as people start coming back from events, either a proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. You know, within, I think, 48 hours or so around an event. And so, again, a lot of your listeners are going to be upset about that. Here's the deal, folks. They're a private company. We think that they should be able to do what they want to, right? And if the Nuggets, for example, before you attend a game, want to make sure that you get a test or you have a vaccine or whatever, they should be able to do so. Now it gets into privacy and certain things that way and whether you want to go or not. And so, Dad, I think it's an interesting conversation because I think, again, private companies should be allowed to do so, but is there a line at which maybe your listeners draw the line or maybe other people draw the line and say, I'm not so sure I want a company necessarily knowing that. Now, the information is not going to be tied to you in any way. Basically, there's, again, through, I guess, their encryptions and stuff. They're just seeing that you've gotten a vaccine. They don't know your name or anything
right.
else. Essentially, it just knows it's tied to your ticket and your health profile and so on and so forth. That, yes, you've either had a negative COVID test or done that. Well, here's the deal. If you're not for the vaccination, COVID tests right now, rapid ones that get your results back quick, are running right around $100, $130 a pop. That gets pretty expensive. If you're somebody that goes to a lot of games
or concerts or things along those lines, that will soon add up. And again, to your point, Richard, whether you like that or not, what you'll be able to or what you will be doing as a ticket holder is deciding if you want to do that or just avoid going to those sorts of venues. But what I will warn people on, and I don't think I'm going to be wrong in saying this, is don't be shocked if down the road to travel any way, shape, or form, including in some cases, you know, state to state. I don't know exactly how that would work, and there might be some constitutionality behind that, but don't be surprised if down the road, especially flying, they don't make you do the same thing.
Well, exactly. And I think the state-to-state driving is a little bit harder because obviously we don't really, you know, have borders between states.
Yeah.
The flying thing, you're already starting to see it in some regards with, I think, London. You know, at least countries are requiring you.
Well, and by the way, overseas, overseas, there's been all sorts of things for you. I mean, you and I have been to Africa. You know, there's been all sorts of countries in the past where if you fly in there from another country, i.e. the U.S., and you don't have all the right vaccinations, you're not getting into the country. So countries already do that around the world. And so the ability for you to actually now implement that on a nationwide basis when it comes to, you know, flying with the airlines and so on. Again, airlines, they have the ability to do whatever they want to do along those lines. It's just a matter of, you know, will they do that? And if so, how will that affect their competitiveness, if you would, among the other airlines? If they're all doing it together, nothing. They're all going to be the same.
You just hit the nail on the head because I think a lot of people, I don't know if it's 50-50 what the ratio is. a lot of people won't like it, right? They won't necessarily like having to go get a vaccine, you know, regardless of their views on a vaccine. Here's the deal, that I've talked to a lot of people who get their normal shots, you know, their polio, their measles, their mumps, their, you know, their tetanus, all those vaccines. But because of this situation, not even because of, you know, their feelings on Trump, but just because normally vaccines take 5 to 10 years to develop, right? And this is being done in less than a year, which, again, if it's safe and it goes through all the safety protocols and stuff, and at least as long as you're not mandating people to get this vaccine, if people are doing it of their own free will, I'm all for it, right? Less regulations, but let's speed up the process on this stuff.
Right.
But like you said, when it comes to airlines or sporting events or, you know, entertainment, or again, travel is a need in a lot of cases for people for work, or you know, maybe some people, you know, if you go into a larger, you know, shopping, you know, mall or whatever, you know, I was just in the mall the other day, and I'll name them, Apple has been kind of infamous or famous for their protocols as far as, you know, checking your temperature, and they've got this whole system set up. Do they require that you have some sort of proof of that? And I don't know. Again, I don't know the answers. I'm not even sure there's a right or wrong answer at this point in time. I just think it's something for people to start considering now.
Agree.
And at the end, and I'll be honest, the point of you and I talking about this was, yeah, the stock market's almost that the Dow Jones is almost at 30,000 points, folks. And it's not because of Joe Biden, you know, being president or president-elect or whatever it is, the presumed president. No, it's because people are excited that this vaccine is prevalent and that there's multiple options now, and you're just going to see it to continue to go up. But again, we just want you to be prepared with the fact, and then you can make your own decision at that point in time.
Charlie also put a note to me and said, what about the black market availability for fake certificates? That's another interesting topic we could get into down the road.
And I think Charlie is on to something that is going to be a major, major deal, and maybe what prohibits these airlines and other things, because there is going to be a way to fake that you have a vaccine or that you've gotten, you know, this test or whatever it might be. And so I think that, again, these airlines and these companies, when they're trying to say, okay, you know, do you get that vaccine? You know, basically them determining that, what that is, that, you know, what is that line for each company? It's kind of a slippery slope because, okay, you get a bunch of people that are on the black market that have faked that they've got a vaccine. I guess I don't think necessarily they're on the hook liability-wise, but Charlie makes a great point, and I think that there's going to be a pretty large market for that.
All right, Richard, I appreciate it very much. Thanks, and we'll talk again next week, or actually Friday.
Yep, sounds good. See
you then. Appreciate it very much. And when I come back, we are going to play the Thomas Woods Jr., the COVID cult. He's got a full YouTube video. I'll play as much of it as I can. I won't bore you with it, but we may stop here and there and talk about it. But honestly, he does a fabulous job of talking about the very subject that we're talking about right now, which is COVID. And where's all this going to go when it comes to vaccines and all of that? Folks, I don't have a crystal ball. I wish I could explain some of those things to you, but I don't. In my world, even, it's just one day at a time, and I'm not going to do anything I don't absolutely have to do, period, on any front, especially when it comes to a vaccine. But I will also tell you this, that if it gets to the point where you have to have one to go to sporting events or go to concerts or fly, will I be somebody that looks very hard at that? I don't think I'll have any choice, and I don't think a lot of you will either. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. When it comes to buying a new car, or a used car for that matter, they're there to help you. And they've been doing this since 1960. So they've got a full lot of used cars and, of course, all the new car availability as well. And you can order a car from them as well if you'd like. 303-659-8311. They're out in Fort Lupton, Highway 52 and Highway 85. Give them a call today, though, and let them know what you've got in order, what you need in order of a newer used car, and they would love to help you out. Again, purefoychevrolet.com.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have, and that made my job easier being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you out with all of your future financial planning needs. That's what he does. He's a financial advisor and will help you get to where you're going and then stay there. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. All right, let me get to playing this really quick because I know that we're not going to have time to play this whole thing. It's 20 minutes long. I'll do my best to get as much of this in as I possibly can. But without further ado, this is a speech that was given by Thomas Woods Jr. as a talk show. As well, just like I do. This guy's honestly super smart. So let's just listen in and see what he has to say. Here we go.
So, yes, I am using pretty inflammatory language, using the word cult, but it does seem to describe what we're dealing with. The leaders are never wrong. Evidence doesn't matter. People outside the cult are subhuman and selfish, to be shamed and ridiculed. They have slogans, listen to the science. Maybe that slogan is meant to be funny because these are the least scientific people I have ever encountered in my life. They live in a hermetically sealed bubble, impervious to facts. Massachusetts, my home state, recently, I don't live there anymore for obvious reasons, recently saw a rise in so-called cases. And so I saw somebody on Twitter lamenting that he and his fellow Massachusetts residents had dropped the ball. All right, first of all, let's talk about cases versus deaths for a minute. A case means you had a positive test. Most people won't even notice they have this thing, okay? Those are cases. The line is cases. The little blue bars are deaths. Now, you may say, oh, Woods, that's not fair, because you know deaths lag by 2 weeks. You got to wait 2 weeks. Okay, that's why we shifted the deaths back 2 weeks, so that it would line up. So we already factored that into the graph. So when your smart aleck friend says, well, wait 2 weeks, we did. We factored that into this graph. And as you can see, there's no connection whatsoever. So do not panic about so-called cases. I don't know how it's possible after month after month after month of this that people still don't know that. But secondly, notice that this person on Twitter cannot admit that the voodoo doesn't work. It's always that the peasants didn't comply enough. If you stupid people would just obey us already, this thing would go away. Now, I understand why progressives go for that kind of thinking, because they have a superstitious belief in the powers of the state. So if the state says it can wipe out a virus, who's to say it can't? Secondly, it involves so-called experts dictating to the stupid rubes, and that's their preferred model of governance. Thirdly, it allows them to ridicule the working class people they despise. Why, if only these backward hicks would follow the science, we'd be out of this thing already. But let's face facts. Lockdowns only delay the inevitable, and they leave wreckage in their wake.
I'm going to stop him for just a second there and talk about that, because frankly, folks, that's what we're seeing in Colorado now. We are basically seeing the repercussions of what we've been doing now for quite some time when it comes to lockdowns. And when we allowed things to open back up ever so slightly, yes, cases have spiked. Big deal. Back to what he said a moment ago about deaths versus cases. I honestly, I'm one that continue to say this. I don't care how many cases we have. I do care about the deaths. But if we would stop and protect those that are most vulnerable and stop worrying about those that are not vulnerable, i.e. kids going to school, and put them back in school like they should belong, this wouldn't be as big of a deal, and we'd get over this much faster.
Thursday of this week, Italy, which had a brutal and savage lockdown earlier this year, reported 428 deaths, which is the equivalent of 2,354 deaths in the United States. That's where so-called science got them. Now, because I am going to rush through a lot of material here, I'm going to refer you, if you want more, to my ebook called Your Facebook Friends Are Wrong About the Lockdown. Just text the word lockdown to the number 33444 and you'll get it. Or you can go to wrongaboutlockdown.com. Isn't it awesome, the domain names I managed to buy? Let's just take a few examples. Peru, Belgium, the UK, they had hard lockdowns and high death rates. Belgium and the UK are locking back down, as is much of Europe. Now, when the crazies are faced with this data, they try to claim that such and such country didn't lock down early enough. It can't be that lockdowns don't work. Remember, it's always that the stupid people didn't listen to the science, even though there is precisely zero science behind lockdown.
All right, I'm going to stop that for a second as well. Because, again, sort of what we talked about in the first hour, or sorry, the second hour, is the fact that if you don't follow along with what everybody else says you're supposed to do, you're now the dumb one. You're the one that gets the stink eye. You're the one that the Karen is yelling at in the store because you don't understand the science. And so anytime the other side will come out and say that lockdowns aren't working, it's because, well, we just didn't do it soon enough, or we didn't do it the right way, or the stupid people aren't following the rules, or whatever the case may be. And he's 100% correct, because that's exactly the way this is going, which, here's what's so sad. In fact, I so much want to watch, and I know everybody makes fun of me, you know, not Charlie, but Richard and Andy make fun of me on Fridays when I start mentioning Schindler's List, because it just sort of becomes this standing joke throughout our movie routines, because it is not the most uplifting of movies, but it is the most truthful of movies. And I'm going to watch it here in the not-too-distant future, just because a lot of what we're encountering in the United States of America and around the world right now mirror what happened back then. Am I saying the country's run by a bunch of Nazis? You guys can determine what you think on your own. Go watch Schindler's List and then tell me that I'm wrong in my thought process and what we're going through right now with the conditioning of our population, and tell me that I'm not wrong. Here we go.
Nobody's recommending lockdowns in any of the literature up to now. There's no guidebook on lockdowns. Well, the reason this lockdown didn't work is you didn't follow the... There is no rule book for lockdowns. The lockdowns weren't even a thing until 2020. And you certainly can't say Spain didn't lock down early and hard, or Italy for that matter, much as they try to. And now the same European countries whose insufferable intellectuals have been lecturing the U.S. for its handling of the crisis are seeing spikes in deaths again. In Italy and the U.K. and here and there in other places, at least some people are fighting back. The last lockdown took everything they had. One video, which has gone viral, shows an Italian woman crying that she has lost everything and has nothing to feed her child.
Gonna stop there again. Folks, if we continue to allow this nonsense to go on in the United States of America, we're going to be in the exact same situation here. I opened the show up talking about restaurants in Colorado and what happens if we have another full lockdown in Colorado and how many businesses, how many restaurants will go out of business. And folks, I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on, but those of you that are especially on the left, please, please, don't tell me that Joe Biden can fix this by just printing or creating, not printing even, but creating more money through the Federal Reserve in some way, somehow digging us out of this. Nothing, and I mean nothing, could be farther from the truth. There's not a politician, one, that can fix the problem of people being out of work. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care what Joe Biden comes along and says. Joe Biden's, I think, even over the weekend, said that he would love, by executive order, to wipe out the first $50,000 of student debt for all of those, for all of those of you that have student debt. Folks, we as a country don't have enough money to do the things that the politicians on the left want to do. It's incomprehensible. It doesn't work. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back. I'll play some more of this for you. We're not going to be able to play all of it. I encourage you, just go to YouTube. This is up on my Facebook page as well as the Rush to Reason Facebook page as well. But you can go to Google and just type in the COVID cult, Thomas Woods, and it'll show up. I encourage all of you to watch it and put it on your own Facebook page so other people can learn the nonsense, the lunacy that we as a country right now are going through when it comes to lockdowns, shutdowns, and mask wearing. I'll come back, though, in a minute. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. They want to take care of you, your vehicle. And don't forget right now about the free charging system analysis they'll do for you. And if anything's needed, a 15% off any repair. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
All right, Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh, he would love to assist you with whatever you've got going on. If you've been involved in an accident, the other side's not paying up, you feel like you may have to go to court, you name it. In fact, so those of you that are in business that need a good business attorney, Kevin can help you with that as well. Call him at 303-806-8886 or find him online at fleshlawfirm.com, and it's F-L-E-S-C-H.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready, is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else. You ride a bike, or you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results. Since GIA Insurance represents more than 20 Medicare companies, they will compare networks to find the right coverage at the best price for you. Best of all, your comprehensive Medicare analysis with GIA costs you nothing. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, and I'll just get right to it. We'll keep playing some of this. I don't have a lot of time left, but I'll play a little bit more of this for you. Here we go.
I guess she'd better listen to the science, right? What a sick, deranged cult this is. Now, the one word that is like a crucifix before Dracula to these people is Sweden. Sweden never locked down, didn't close businesses, schools stayed open, there was no mask mandate. Now, when you bring that up, you know what they're going to say. You already know.
Oh, Sweden had a high death rate.
That's immediately their response. Now, there are countries that locked down and ruined people's lives that had much worse death rates than Sweden, but leave that aside. About 75% of the deaths in Sweden occurred in their atrociously run nursing homes. Everybody gets that they're atrociously run and things need to be done about that. But when you factor that in, you realize that it's actually not that particularly bad of a death rate. They were told that if you don't lock down by June, you're going to have 96,000 deaths. They had 4,000 by June. So being off by a factor of 24 doesn't make the listen to the science people stop even for a second and think, maybe there's something about this virus that's a little different from what we learned in Chapter 2 of Introduction to Epidemiology. My state of Florida did not lock down during the Sun Belt.
Hey, by the way, everybody, I want you to listen to this really closely. If there's anything you don't get out of this except for this one part, please do, because this is another thing you'll never hear the left talk about.
The doomers have no explanation for how we got out of that. This very week, we recorded the lowest two-day death total since July. That shouldn't be possible. We have the fifth oldest population in the country, tourists coming in and out, we're completely open. We should be a basket case of nonstop death if the cartoon version were correct, but no. Now, there are lots of explanations for why this should be, but no one wants to listen to them. They want to hear the same. For some reason, people are allergic to good news in this. I've never seen anything like it. And I'm going to say something else that's controversial. There are other concerns in the world other than COVID. How about that? Incredible that we should have to say that.
Yeah, and along those lines, really quick, folks, we've got somebody we're interviewing on Wednesday. I don't know what side of the political spectrum they come from. Doesn't matter. They're from a health insurance company, and it's a doctor coming on that's going to talk about, because of the lack of pre-checks for cancer that's been happening through COVID, expect next year there to be at least 10,000 additional deaths, if not more, from cancer because people during COVID did not get their pre-screenings like they should have because they're either afraid to go in or the doctors were shut down. They weren't able to do so. And again, I don't know what side of the political spectrum these folks are going to come from. Don't really care. They're going to bring the facts. It's more of a PSA to be ready next year, which nobody's talking about in the press, by the way, for an increase in cancer deaths next year to the tune of about 10,000 plus. That's what this Tom Woods is talking about.
Now, I'm going to zip through just some of the problems with lockdowns, some of the non-COVID deaths caused by lockdowns. Every single one of these is backed up with a link from a mainstream source that your friends can't argue with. So you'll get more elaboration on them on a page I made, tomwoods.com/COVID. There's a link to a blog post I did called Death by Lockdown. So tomwoods.com/COVID. So number one, in the UK, we have multiple sources saying there are going to be as many avoidable cancer deaths as COVID deaths because of this crazy nonsense. Then we have a UN report in April saying that the radical disruptions of commerce could result in hundreds of thousands of additional child deaths this year. And also 42 to 66 million children could fall into extreme poverty as a direct result. Then we have deaths of despair, drug and alcohol overdose, and suicide, estimated in excess, an excess number of those, of 75,000. UNICEF warning of 1.2 million child deaths due to causes related primarily to the lockdowns. We have estimates of up to 100, this is Oxford University's Sunitra Gupta has been mentioning this quite a bit recently, up to 130 million people are at risk of starvation because of the possibility of famine caused by these lockdowns and supply chain disruptions in several dozen places around the world. Suicidal ideation is exploding in the United States. It used to be that between 18 and 24, 25, but somewhere between 6.8% and 11% of people in that group would contemplate suicide in a 12-month period. Now it's 25.5% of them contemplating it in a one-month period. Now remember, those lives don't count. The cult doesn't care about those lives. They don't count.
Yeah, and you know what he's saying there, and I'm going to kind of end with this because there's a lot more to play. We're not even halfway through his particular conversation. I wanted to get to more of that, but we had a lot of callers at 4 o'clock and had to move Richard off, and it's fine. The reality is, I love callers. We'll take those all day long. That's not a problem. The bottom line is this. Don't be a part of the cult. And that's literally what this has become, the COVID cult. We're seeing a lot of that in this Denver metro area because, frankly, this is a very, very deep blue part of the state of Colorado. You get in some of the outer areas. I've talked to folks that are in, you know, some of the eastern plains and, up in the northern part of the state. You get up towards, of course, Cheyenne, Wyoming, places like that. Now, you get in the mountain towns of Colorado, and again, they're because a lot of those mountain towns are very deep blue. The cult is very much in those parts of the state and have been since the beginning. And folks, I don't know why, other than what our governor has instilled from day one when it comes to the COVID cult. And by the way, he's the leader of the cult in Colorado. Kevin Polis is the leader of the COVID cult in Colorado. If you don't believe me, just watch any of the press conferences that he has. Watch what he does. Watch his actions. Watch what he does. Watch what he says. Watch who he calls names or listen to the people he calls names. You and me that don't believe in wearing masks and basically believe like Tom Woods that this is the most overblown thing that's ever hit our country, frankly, hit the world. And like he just said a moment ago, the cult doesn't care about lives. They care about submission. That's what they care about. They don't care about the deaths. They don't care about the lives lost. Because if they did, they would do things differently when it comes to those that are the most vulnerable, nursing homes and so on. The cult doesn't care about lives, folks. The cult only cares about who's following along and who's doing what they're told. The Karens of the world, the Kevins of the world, making sure that you, get this, key word, obey. Period. That's all they care about. They don't care about deaths, despite what they'll tell you. They only care about whether you obey or not. Enchanted Kitchens is coming up next, folks, and you're too late to get things done by the holidays. You're not going to get a design done and handled and installed and taken care of. I don't care if it's a small kitchen. It's not going to happen. But what I will tell you is, as we head into the first of the year, you get into springtime and you start talking about next, believe it or not that far away. Spring isn't as far away as you think. Start talking about summertime and barbecues and those sorts of things. Make sure your kitchen is all dialed in and handled as we get to that time of the year as well. Go to klzradio.com, look for Enchanted Kitchens, or call them directly at 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their Experience Center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. As a reminder, that whole video that we've only been playing just a portion of from Tom Woods is on either my Facebook page, a lot of you are my friends, individual basis. It's also on the Rush to Reason Facebook page as well. I shared it in both places. What I will tell you, though, is if you want to see it, I would suggest you see it quickly because most likely this will be one of those types of videos that probably gets blocked. In fact, even if you put it up on Facebook, it comes with that warning that, you know, this information may be false, blah, blah. It's a bunch of nonsense. Anyways, just a side note. Real quick, also, I posted this on Facebook. I do some things with Facebook Marketplace occasionally and, you know, buy some things, sell some things, and so on. And what I will tell you is this. If Facebook and all of their quote-unquote fact-checkers would take care of all of the scammers, this is a big topic I'll get into at some point, but if they would take care of the scammers that are on Facebook as much as they do what they consider to be false information about either the election or COVID, we'd be in a lot better shape because every single day I flag different posts that I know for a fact are scams, and I'll give you a reason later in the week as to how I know those are scams and what you should be looking out for if you, in fact, look at things on Facebook Marketplace. But as a side note, if they would do as good of a job on that as they do fact-checking, which, by the way, they do a crappy job of, we'd all be in better shape. So, hey, we'll be back tomorrow, though, same time, same place. If you missed the first hour, remember to catch it next. It's on from 6 to 7 p.m. We do appreciate you listening, and our first hour does replay next. So with that, we're going to get out of here. Myself, Charlie, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy your evening. Be safe. We'll be back tomorrow. Myself and Andy, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.